In Washington state, Governor Jay Inslee signed an executive order this week approving early release for about 1,000 nonviolent offenders. California and North Carolina have also released thousands of prisoners early as states work to limit the spread of COVID-19. But in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announced this week that she will not release inmates to reduce crowding in state correctional facilities. Earlier this year, Alaska's Department of Corrections was struggling with overcrowding. Facilities statewide were 97% full as the department worked on a now-abandoned plan to send inmates out of state. But in a press conference on Wednesday, Department of Corrections Commissioner Nancy Dahlstrom said crowding is less of a problem now. She said state facilities are now at 89% capacity.
I have a little bit more room than I've had in the last few months. I've been able to have smaller numbers of folks in most of the units. I have room to isolate people when I need to.
Last month, the ACLU of Alaska sent a letter to state leaders asking them to consider ways to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 inside state institutions. They suggested releasing inmates at higher risk of serious medical complications from contracting coronavirus. Dahlstrom said Wednesday that she read the letter and is open to suggestions for how to protect inmates, but early release is not on the table.
Should the courts decide to, you know, make some decisions, I will honor that, but I am not looking at that currently.
Governor Mike Dunleavy followed up to Dahlstrom's response at the press conference.
I think we all want to be safe. And not just safe from this virus, but safe from individuals that may do us harm. So,
at Lemon Creek Correctional Center, where multiple staff members have tested positive for COVID-19, there are 30 fewer inmates than there were a month ago. One of them is Jeremy Simile. He and other inmates are confined to their dorms for most of the day in order to reduce social contact among the population. After hearing about other states that have released inmates early, Simile took a poll of the other men in his dorm, also known as a mod.
Of the 15, 9 are within a year, 11 are nonviolent offenders. So if they follow the guidelines that other states have followed and push people to parole board that were within a year, or people that were within a year of their release date, if they push them out the door, that would leave 5 people in my mod.
Simile says he has about 5 years left on his sentence, so he doesn't expect to be let out early. But he says having fewer people living in close proximity to him would give him some peace of mind. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.